أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذ زين لهم الشيطان أعمالهم وقال لا غالب لكم اليوم من الناس وإني جار لكم فلما تراءت الفئتان نكص على عقبيه وقال إني بريء منكم إني أرى ما لا ترون إني أخاف الله والله شديد العقاب. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 48 of Surah Al-Anfal. The Quraysh had two issues when they were leaving Makkah Mukarramah, two considerations. One was Abu Sufyan telling them not to leave because the caravan is safe. But there was another issue that we discussed today, is that the Quraysh always were at loggerheads with another tribe known as the Banu Bakr. So one of the difficulties in the decision of leaving Makkah was, if they leave Makkah with the young soldiers, the young men that will fight, then Makkah will remain unguarded. And then obviously the fear will be that Banu Bakr may invade Makkah, the women and children will become vulnerable, and that it can create its own problem. Now this consideration was a greater consideration than a loss at Badr. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this matter, this issue. What had happened at that time, there was a leader of the Banu Kinana tribe, later became a Muslim, at that time not a Muslim, Suraqa bin Malik, very influential leader of the Banu Kanana, a person that had influence over the other tribes. Shaitan had come in the form of Suraqa bin Malik with a flag. And it seemed as though to the leaders of the Quraysh that this was really Suraqa bin Malik. He had come with his own band of shayateen, and it seemed as though to them that this was an army that Suraqa bin Malik had prepared, giving the assurance to the Quraysh of Makkah that everything is under control. There will be no attack, no assault from the Banu Bakr. Be rest assured, your women, your children are all safe. There will be nothing that will happen to Makkah, no invasion on Makkah. And in this way, this Suraqa bin Malik left with the Quraysh leaders and the forefront with his flag, and of course his shayateen that seemed to be armies to them, and he accompanied them right until he had come to the battlefield of Badr. When he came to the battlefield of Badr, then obviously he had seen the malaika, especially Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam riding a horse. Now he had lived amongst the malaika, he had recognized Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam. He knew the strength, he knew the power, and this is that part of the incident of Badr that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about here. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذْ زَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ أَعْمَالَهُمْ. That time is also worthy of remembering when Shaitan had beautified for them, that is the Quraysh of Makkah, أَعْمَالَهُمْ, their deeds. Their deeds of leaving, going out against the path of Allah, stopping people from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At this stage and at this point, we always need to remember that there is not much shaitan can do. Shaitan cannot physically take a person and put a person into a compromising situation insofar as his deen is concerned. One is here, Allah Ta'ala uses the word, وَإِذْ زَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانِ. The shaitan can make muzayyin, shaitan can beautify, adorn. But that is one ploy of shaitan. Another ploy of shaitan, يَعِدُهُمْ وَيُمَنِّهِمْ. Shaitan will make promises, shaitan will give people hope, and that is where it stops. And in that way, shaitan then leaves the people, and the shaitan carries on his own. By then a person's heart is already contaminated, and the difficulties that come upon a person. وَقَالَ لَا غَالِبَ لَكُمُ الْيَوْمِ. The one promise, there were two issues, whether they will be defeat in Badr or whether there will be victory. The one promise that he made, La ghaliba lakum al-yawm, there will be nobody that will be able to overpower you, minan nas, of any part of mankind. In other words, victory belongs only to you. The second was the issue of the Banu Bakr attacking Makkah Mukarrama. Wa inni jarul lakum, I am your jar, I am your assistant, I am your helper. I have sorted all these matters out, and there will be no onslaught from the Banu Bakr. In other words, 100% satisfaction when the leaders of the Quraysh had left. Falamma tara'ati al-fi'atan, when Shaitan had seen the both armies face each other, nakasa ala aqibay, then he returned on his heels. In other words, he had left them. It comes in a narration, all the way he had held the hand of a person by the name of Harith ibn Hisham. And when he had come to the battlefield, he had seen Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam. He knew that this was the time of his exit. Harith would not leave his hand. Shaitan let his hand loose and Shaitan went. And as he is leaving Harith, Harith asks him, what has happened to you? He says, وَقَالَ إِنِّي بَرِيءٌ مِّنْكُمْ, I have got absolutely nothing to do with you. إِنِّي أَرَى مَا لَا تَرَوْنَ, certainly I see that which you cannot see. Insan, your eyes cannot see the help that is coming to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam by way of the malaika. I see it. Inni akhafullah, certainly I fear Allah. Now many of the commentators have spoken much about this part. Inni akhafullah, this shaitan really have the fear of Allah. Had he had it, he would have never disobeyed Allah. But here it is in that meaning that I fear Allah will destroy me if I remain against this army of the malaika, and of course opposing the Rasul of Allah. It does not mean fear in the way that we would know khawf or taqwa or the khashiyat of Allah. Wallahu shadeedul iqab. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala completes the ayah, and Allah ta'ala says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is severe in his chastisement, that when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's adab comes down, then there is no turn away from it. So in this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows how shaitan had beguiled and deceived the Quraysh of Makkah at that particular time when they needed to make that decision. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.